Can you tell me about this talk, From Everest to Aspen, The End of Ice? What will you be talking about?
I've been on over 60 expeditions to the Greater Himalaya. What we're seeing is a very rapid melting and decline, and in some places, complete destruction of the glaciers that's accelerating as the planet warms.
How do you think storytellers or adventurers can approach that topic of climate change in new and interesting ways for audiences?
Imagery, you know, starts a conversation. It all starts there in the mountain, and the mountains respond very quickly, the glaciers, to changes in temperature and precipitation. Their signal-to-noise ratio is very high. We don't try to change people's minds. We give them clear evidence of what's happening to these glaciers from one end to the other.
How did your experiences in the High Himalaya inspire you to try to tell stories about climate change?
I knew that the first image of the north face of Everest was taken in 1921 by the famed mountaineer George Mallory. And then I was tasked with finding the precise point across from the north face of Everest from where he took that seminal image. I held up the photo and I knew I was standing in the right place. And I didn't recognize the place. I recognized the mountain, but I didn't recognize the glacier. And it really shook me.
Do you think adventure has a unique way to draw people into stories about climate change or science that they might not otherwise pay attention to?
I find that in lectures and presentations, people are as interested in how we did what we did than just what we're showing. And that's because we go to places that require tremendous experience and a very high level of mountaineering skills, because we traverse very difficult terrain. We're very fast and light. We're on the move constantly, and we're not as burdened down by scientific expeditions that neither do the scientists have the skill level to reach these places. These were mountaineers who took these original photos 100 years ago. Their focus is often on a very narrow part of a glacier. Climb many big mountains and Everest five times. Some of the days and some of the expeditions we've had for glacier work have been a much higher order of adventure than big, cumbersome expeditions. It's really a joy to be out there and to move every day to a new place.
What are the hazards? I'm thinking less about like mountain dangers of telling stories like this. So like the danger of conflating weather and climate. I know in the skiing industry here in Aspen, or even like with ice climbers, there'll be talk like, oh, you know, the waterfalls didn't come in really great this year. It's climate change, or like, you know, the snow wasn't great last year. It's climate change. So what are kind of the hazards of trying to tell the story of climate change from that perspective?
Well, the hazards are transmitting poor information and confusing climate change with weather and reacting to events that have not had enough consistency over a long enough period to prove what's causing them. I present evidence. I let people make decisions. We're going to have cold snaps. Maybe that cold snap is related to how climate change is changing weather patterns. It takes a lot of hard thinking. It's a very complex set of factors that are causing the warming. The effects of the warming are equally complex. So I just stay away from gross generalizations, and I wait for the science to be very clear. To be a denier, it's lazy. This stuff isn't made up. Now that I've seen this from one end of the Himalaya to the other, you know, when you start to see this phenomenon caused by warming, the effect on the glaciers, it's really hard to say it's not true.
So if that specific summit has lost a little bit of the romance, what's next? What else are you excited about climbing or filming? What stories?
What gets me out of bed with an absolute clear sense of conviction, commitment, and passion is the work I'm doing with the Sherpas and others on climate change. We are documenting the changing of the glaciers of the Himalaya. People think those mighty mountains, and they are mighty and majestic, are immutable. But high alpine regions are incredibly fragile, and they are the ultimate canary in the mine, because glaciers respond very quickly to warming and show you that something is amiss. Someday, people will be going through, 100 years from now, glacier work, digitized image. And so the record continues, the documentation continues, and It allows us to see what happened to our planet, what we allowed to happen to this planet when we didn't respond quickly enough to the dire threat of global warming and climate change.